Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for day three of our lesson about baseball. It is more than just a game. We've been talking about different life lessons that you can learn from this wonderful sport, baseball. It is not only America's favorite pastime. There's a reason for that. There's a reason that people love this sport. There are many lessons that you can learn from it. What's one of the lessons that we talked about, Carolyn?
Well, on the first day, we talked about overcoming fear and not letting the fear of things you can't change defeat you. It's important to focus on the task at hand, even when we're under a lot of pressure.
That's right. It's good to focus on the task at hand. Another lesson that we learned is that you need to take risks sometimes in life. If you want to steal a base in baseball, that can be kind of risky. You don't know if you will make it or not. But if you do, you will improve and maybe get a point for your team. Sometimes it's good to take risks. And another lesson that we learned is that it's good not to pity yourself. You need to move forward, take steps forward. Don't just feel bad about your failures. Well, we have one more lesson to learn from baseball today, so let's get started. If your magazine isn't opened yet, open it right now. Let's get started with the first reading of the day.
More than a game. It ain't over till it's over. Yogi Berra. The meaning of this famous Yankees catcher and manager's words is simple. Never give up. There is always time for a comeback in baseball. In 2010, the Colorado Rockies were down 6 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. Determination pushed them to score 9 points at the bottom of the 9th for the win. We often stop trying when we think we know what the ending will be. With the right attitude, we can still succeed even when it doesn't seem likely.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. We're on the last day of this month's value article, where we've been using baseball to learn some life lessons. Before we continue, here are the vocabulary words for the day. Comeback. Comeback is a noun. The actor had a comeback after a few years of movie failures. Determination. Determination is a noun. Determination helped the writer finish his book in a month. Leather. Leather is an adjective. I would love to buy a leather jacket, but they're very expensive. Your more information words are down. Down is an adjective. Columnist. Columnist is a noun. Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is a noun. Here are some baseball terms. Catcher. Bottom of the 9th. Triple. No hitter. Sounds like it'll be a home run of a day. Let's jump right in.
It is important to have the right attitude, and at the beginning of our reading today, we see another quote, this one from Yogi Berra. He says, "It ain't over till it's over." So those are some words of encouragement to you from Yogi Berra. And it's kind of an interesting phrase. He uses this word ain't, which is not really a word, and it's not something that we use. But the article does go on to explain what he means in this sentence. Gabe, can you please continue for us?
That's right. Well, I should explain the meaning of that word ain't. We don't want to hear you using it, but it means isn't. So you could say it isn't over till it's over, or it's not over till it's over. And the meaning of this famous Yankees catcher and manager's words is simple, never give up. All right, that's a great lesson that you can learn from baseball. Never give up. Carolyn, what is a catcher?
Well, the catcher is the person who tries to catch the ball. So the ball is being hit by the batter, it's being thrown by the pitcher, and being caught by the catcher.
That's right. So the catcher is always behind the batter, and he catches the pitcher's balls. Okay, well, don't give up, or never give up. So this famous Yankees catcher was also a manager in his life. Very famous person, Yogi Berra. While we continue, there is always time for a comeback in baseball. There is always time for a comeback, and we want to take a look at that word, comeback. A comeback is when you are down, or maybe when you are losing, and then it's when you kind of come back so that you are actually winning. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times in sports, we talk about the team made a comeback. So they were losing before, mm-hmm. and then they go on to win the game, and nobody thought that they could do it. They made a comeback.
All right, they made a comeback. I also think of another way to use that word comeback. Maybe if you're arguing with somebody, someone might say something kind of mean, and if you have a comeback, that means you say something that keeps the argument going. It's not a good thing, really, to keep having comebacks back and forth. But in baseball, it's good to have a comeback. Or in a sport, if you're losing, it's great when you can have a comeback.
That's right. And the article gives us an example of a comeback. In 2010, the Colorado Rockies were down 6 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. So these are team names, the Colorado Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Rockies were down by 6 runs. So they were down 6 points. This is a pretty big gap if they are down that many points.
It's true. And when you're down in a game, that means your team has less points. Your team is losing. So your team might be winning. You are up, or you're ahead by so many points. That's the opposite of down. So the Rockies were down 6 runs against the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, how does this article continue, Carolyn?
Well, we see that determination pushed them to score 9 points at the bottom of the 9th for the win. So the Rockies were able to win the game even though they were down 6 runs. And we see this word at the beginning of the sentence, determination. What does that mean if you have determination, Gabe?
Well, if you have determination, that means you will not give up. You have a goal and you are determined to do it. That means you've decided in your heart that you're going to do it no matter what. You have determination. So as you can see, that word can be used in different ways. You can be determined to do something. D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E-D. Are you a determined person? Do you have determination?
I think that I do have determination. When I set a goal for myself, I want to succeed, and I try as hard as I can to meet that goal. So I do think I have determination.
All right, it's good to have determination. When do you have determination, friends? Think about that. Talk about it in English. We have some words in that sentence, the bottom of the 9th. What does that mean? Well, we've been learning about innings, or we learned about innings before. So this is talking about the second half of the 9th inning, or the last inning. We call that the bottom of the 9th. What is the first half of the 9th inning called, Carolyn?
That would be the top of the 9th. You have the bottom and also the top of the 9th. So it was at the very end of the game, mm-hmm. the last inning, that they were able to score 9 points and win. Well, continuing in our article, we see, we often stop trying when we think we know what the ending will be. With the right attitude, we can still succeed even when it doesn't seem likely. I think this is really great advice.
That's right. Sometimes we think that we're going to lose, and so we just give up. But if you think about it another way, sometimes you think you're going to win, and so you become too proud and stop trying. And you might actually lose if you become too proud. That's a good point to remember, too. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Juan and Michelle, 首先我们看的是 come back 这个名词。当 come back 分开的时候是当动词片语，意思是回来。但如果在这里它是一个字的话，是指反败为胜、复出或者是东山再起。例如 That 70s band is making a comeback with their latest album. 这个70年代的乐团以他们的最新专辑复出歌坛。或者是 The team made a comeback late in the game to win the championship. 这支球队接近比赛结束的时候成功的反败为胜并且赢得冠军。其实我们看的是 determination 这个不可数名词。Determination 是指意志或者是决心。例如 His determination and diligence made him a great athlete. 他的意志力和勤奋让他成为一位优秀的运动员。他的动词是 determine, D-E-T-E-R-M-I-N-E, 意思是决定或下决心。例如 Kelly determined to finish college in 2 years. Kelly 决心两年内要完成大学学业。
Well, so far today, we've learned an important point from the game of baseball. Never give up. Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. That means you need to keep on playing, keep on trying. Whatever you're doing, be determined. Have determination to finish well and never give up. And we learned about an example. We learned about the Colorado Rockies and how they were losing. And at the bottom of the ninth inning, they had a comeback.And they won this game. So, don't give up. You could win. We have some more to learn from today's lesson, so let's get started with the second part of our reading for today.
More than a game. Baseball fan or not, you can still learn from some of the greats. An understanding of their careers shows that it's not all triples and no hitters.These players found life principles throughout the great American sport they gave their lives to. In their eyes, baseball was much more than a leather ball and a wooden stick. As columnist George Will wrote, baseball, it is said, is only a game. True, and the Grand Canyon is only a hole in Arizona.
We've been learning a lot about lessons from baseball, and at the beginning of this paragraph we see, baseball fan or not, you can still learn from some of the greats. So, even if you are not a big fan of baseball, you can still learn lessons from the great players of this game.
That's right, some of the greats. You could talk about great players in a shorter way, just say the greats.So you could talk about basketball greats as well, or football greats. Basically, any area of life where someone is really famous or is really well known, you might call that person a great. So we're learning lessons from the baseball greats.
That's right. And continuing on in the article, we see an understanding of their careers shows that it's not all triples and no hitters.And these are some baseball terms, triple and no hitter, that are very interesting. Gabe, can you explain them a little bit for us?
Yeah, well, a triple is when you hit a ball. You're the batter, you're at bat, and you hit the ball so well that you get all the way to third base without stopping. So it's not a home run, it's not a homer. You don't go all the way around, but you land on third base, which is pretty good. And Carolyn, what's a no hitter?
Well, a no hitter is whenNone of the people at bat are able to hit a ball. Someone still might get on base for other reasons, but no one actually hits the ball.
That's right. So an understanding of these baseball people's or baseball greats' careers is that it's not all triples and no hitters. There are great things that happen and, of course, bad times as well.While we continue, these players found life principles throughout the great American sport they gave their lives to. There are life principles. Life principles, like the lessons that we have been learning. Never give up. I also think of some other life principles that maybe, you can learn from sports, but they're good life principles, like being patient. Having patience is a good life principle.Carolyn, are there any other good life principles that you can think of?
Well, there are a lot of good life principles, like being part of a team. Mm-hmm. Learning how to do teamwork is very important. But there is a phrase at the end of this sentence, gave their lives to. If you give your life to something, then that is what your life is all about. Mm-hmm. You might say that the scientist gave his life to science. So all he did was research.
All right, someone gave their lives to research to find the cure for cancer. That's a good thing to give your life to. I also think about our boss here at Studio Classroom. She gave her life to the people of Taiwan and the people of Asia, and especially teaching English. She gave her life to this. So someone who gives their life to something, that means they use all of their energy on one thing. So baseball players give their lives to the great sport of baseball. And right now it's time for us to continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Hey, I'm really glad to have a friend like you, Steve. You're a real pal.
Thanks, Ken. You're a real pal, too. You're a good friend.
Hi, friends. We hope you can be our pals, too. Today, we'd like to teach you how to tell the difference between two words, principle and principle. One is spelled P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. The other is spelled P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L.
Now, both of these words sound the same, but they have different meanings. A principle, ending in P-A-L, is the head of a school.
And a principle, spelled with P-L-E at the end, is a rule, standard, or belief of one kind or another.
A good way to remember the different spellings is to remember that a principle, meaning the head of a school, is always your pal or friend. Why? Because principal is spelled with P-A-L at the end, just like the word pal.
Principle ending in P-L-E has only one meaning, a rule, standard, or belief, whereas principal ending in P-A-L has many meanings.
That's right, Ken. As a noun, it can mean the leader of a school or the non-interest part of a loan. As an adjective, however, principal means most important.
英文里头有两个不同的 principle, 一个是拼 P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, 另一个呢是拼 P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, 两个字的发音都一样，意思却完全不同。字尾是 P-L-E 的 principle 表示原则，像今天课文中讲的，这些球员从他们现身的棒球运动中找到 life principles, 生活的原则。另一个 principle, 字尾是拼 P-A-L, 表示校长。要分清楚两种拼法，其实有一个很好记的方法。The principal is your pal. Pal 就是朋友，也刚好是校长这个字的字尾。所以只要记得校长永远是你的 pal, 朋友，这样就应该不会拼错这两个字了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Continuing in our article, we see, in their eyes, baseball was much more than a leather ball and a wooden stick. So in the eyes of these baseball greats, baseball was much more than just a ball and a stick. And we see that phrase, in their eyes. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means to them, or according to them. So in their eyes. I might also say, you know, in my eyes, you're the best. How else would you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, in God's eyes, everyone is important and special.
All right, in God's eyes, everyone is important and special. And in these baseball greats' eyes, baseball was much more than a leather ball and a wooden stick, or the bat. Let's take a look at that word, leather. What is leather, Carolyn?
Well, leather is made from the skin of an animal, and a lot of people like to wear shoes that are made out of leather or belts made out of leather. Mm-hmm. And here we find that baseballs are also made of leather.
That's right, baseballs. And of course, a baseball glove is also made of leather. And it could be made from different kinds of animal skin, maybe cows or crocodiles. There are different kinds of leather. Well, we continue. As columnist George Will wrote, baseball, it is said, is only a game. True, and the Grand Canyon is only a hole in Arizona. Well, George Will is a columnist. What is a columnist?
Well, a columnist is someone who writes. It's a kind of writer, and he was probably writing for a newspaper because we usually think of a newspaper column. So he writes a column in the newspaper.
All right, and we see the Grand Canyon here. The Grand Canyon is only a hole in Arizona. Well, if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, it's not just a little hole. It's a great, big, spectacular, fantastic place to visit. So what he's saying here is that, like the Grand Canyon, baseball has had a big impact, a lot of influence. Well, it's time for us to continue by doing something fun. Let's go and enjoy a review skit. And then we'll go see Michelle in the language lab.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hey, take me too. I love baseball.
Baseball and the U.S. have a long history together.
Yeah, baseball is as American as American apple pie.
Yeah, and that's what people say. People say other things too.
Yeah, like the great baseball player Yogi Berra.
Yogi was the famous catcher and manager for the New York Yankees.
That's right. And he said it's not over till it's over.
It's not over till it's over?
Mm-hmm.
What's not over?
Well, the baseball game. It continues until the very last out.
Well, doesn't everyone know that already?
Yes, but sometimes one team is way ahead, and we are sure they will win.
Right. But they may not win.
Right. There's always a time for a comeback in baseball.
So play with determination until the very end.
Yes. Never give up. It's not over till it's over.
Hey, that's another great life lesson, isn't it?
It sure is. You can find great life principles in this great American sport.
Yes, you can. It's more than just a leather ball, and a wooden stick.
So take me out to the ball game.
Yeah, let's play ball!
So, is it over?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, say goodbye.
Goodbye!
Bye-bye!
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 leather 这个名词，它当名词是指皮革。例如 the bag is made of genuine leather. 这个包包是用真皮做的。Leather 也可以当形容词，意思是皮质的。例如 ,a leather jacket 是指皮夹克 ,leather boots 是指皮靴，或者是 a leather sofa 是指皮沙发。接着我们看的是 columnist 这个名词。Columnist 是指专栏作家。例如 ,Dave is a well-renowned political columnist. Dave 是一位很有名的政治专栏作家。或者是 he's a columnist for the local paper. 他是当地报纸的专栏作家。如果去掉字尾的 IST, column 是指专栏。至于它的字尾的 N 是不发音的，念成 column。例如 ,Peterson writes a regular column in this famous magazine. Peterson 定期的会为这家有名的杂志写专栏。And now let's get back to the teachers.
The past 3 days, we have learned a lot of really great lessons from this game of baseball, and I wonder, which lesson do you think is the most important to you? Gabe, is there one lesson that really stands out to you?
Yeah, I like what Babe Ruth said. Every strike brings me one step closer to the next home run. And so he didn't just view his failures as something to bring him down. He knew there was something better coming, another home run. And I think that I can learn about many different areas of life from that lesson.
That's right. It is important to think positively and always take a step forward. Keep moving forward. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed learning about baseball and the life lessons it can bring here on Studio Classroom. And we will see you next time. See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. The New
news spread quickly, and several boats full of men started towards McDougal's cave. Tom went with them. When the cave entrance was opened, a terrible sight came to the men's eyes. Injun Joe lay stretched on the ground, dead. His face was close to the edge of the door, and he had broken his knife trying to cut his way out. A few days later, Tom went to see Huck again.
Huck?
Said Tom.
We'll have to do something about the money.
What? Tom, you haven't found out something, have you? Where do you think the money is?
Huck, it's in the cave. The money's in the cave.
How far into the cave is it, Tom? I've been up and walking for a few days, but I can't walk more than a kilometer or perhaps two.
It's about 8 kilometers into the cave the way anybody else would go, Huck. But there's a very short way that only I know. I'll take you there in a boat. You needn't even row.
Let's start now, Tom.
All right. We want some bread and meat, and a few little bags, candles, and some of those new things they call matches, and several fishing lines. We'll use Dan Smith's boat. He's away, and he won't know.
They found Tom's very small entrance, hidden by bushes. Tom tied his first fishing line there, and they went slowly. They passed the spring where Tom and Becky had expected to die. Then, along another passage, Tom stopped. He held up his candle.
Now look, Huck. Look as far around the corner as you can. Do you see that there on the big rock, done with candle smoke?
Tom, it's a cross.
Remember, Huck? In the haunted house, Injun Joe said, number 2, under the cross. This is number 2. Now we've got to look under the cross.